Donald Trump has scored the biggest political win of his presidency, with the US Congress giving the green light to widespread tax cuts. Everyone will get a tax cut, but corporations and the wealthy will do especially well. And for that reason, the tax cut is unpopular. But Republicans hope that'll change once voters start seeing it in their paychecks next year. North America correspondent Connor Duffy reports.
It was after 1 a.m. when hard-working Republican senators on Capitol Hill could finally declare victory. There was not a hint of bipartisanship, with the vote narrowly passing along party lines, 51-48.
The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act is passed.
It was a similar story when it passed the lower house later. The bill lowers the corporate rate from one of the highest in the world at 35% to 21%. Workers get a more modest temporary cut, with the average family saving $1,600 a year. Republican Senator Orrin Hatch from Utah hopes it'll be a turning point.
I have to say that this is a historic night. The Democrats have said that the American people will remember this night. I hope they do, because we passed one of the most important tax breaks in this country's history.
The temporary nature of the tax cuts for the middle class, an analysis showing that by 2027, the top 1% will get more than 80% of the benefits, have polls showing this cut is unusually unpopular. Democrats like Joe Crowley from New Jersey are campaigning hard on that perceived inequality, and his speech in the Congress descended into a shouting match.
It's an investment in the GOP's base, corporate special interest, the wealthiest among the wealthiest, and the Trump entire empire. This bill is a political calculation they think will get them a win on Election Day. But be warned, Americans are fed up and fired up. They know that their cronies are laughing all the way to the bank, but the American people are organizing on their way to November.
Gentlemen, Texas reserves, gentlemen, Massachusetts recognized.
Republicans, though, are celebrating. It's the president's first big legislative win, and he hired buses to transport lawmakers to the White House for a celebration, where he noted US communications giant AT&T was giving 200,000 workers a $1,000 bonus.
Hasn't been done in 34 years, but actually really hasn't been done because we broke every record. It's the largest, I always say the most massive, but it's the largest tax cut in the history of our country. And reform, but tax cut. Really something special. And I noticed this just came out 2 minutes ago. They handed it to me. AT&T plans to increase U.S. capital spending $1 billion and provide $1,000 special bonus to more than 200,000 U.S. employees. And that's because of what we did. So that's pretty good.
Calling his fellow Republicans warriors fighting to revive America, President Trump predicted massive economic growth.
This is going to mean companies are going to be coming back. You know, I campaigned on the fact that we're not going to lose our companies anymore. They're going to stay in our country.
It may have taken most of the year to get a win, but Republicans were united in celebration after 12 months of infighting.
It's always a lot of fun when you win. If you work hard and lose, that's not acceptable.
Economics was a key driver of President Trump's journey to the White House, and how the tax cut is received by the people who put him there will be crucial to determining how long he remains there for. This is Connor Duffy in Washington for AM.